Well, the remarks by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, over talks with Washington have been widely highlighted by the U.S. media. Several key outlets emphasize that Ayatollah Khamenei has, for the first time, raised the possibility of talks between Tehran and Washington. But CBS News, its website that is, has said the two countries are ready to go ahead with direct talks over the issue of, quote, nukes. This is while Ayatollah Khamenei never mentioned nukes in a speech. The U.S. and its allies have repeatedly accused Iran of seeking to build nuclear bombs, a charge which Tehran flatly denies. Well, joining us now is Caleb Maupin with the International Action Center from New York via Skype. Many thanks indeed for your for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Maupin. Now, we have seen the Western media distort the image of Iran in different ways over the past. Are you at all surprised by what CBS has done?
I'm not surprised by this at all. CBS is the private property of a billionaire named Sumner Redstone. And it presents a viewpoint, like all the media in the United States, that represents its wealthy owners. And when it comes to the subject of Iran, a country that has heroically stood up to Israel, stood up for the Palestinian people, and opposed Israel's aggression against its neighbors, the media always is distorting and creating lies. It is trying to build the case for war, for harsher sanctions, and for attacks. This is outrageous. It's just a double standard. Israel has stockpiles of nuclear weapons, and nothing is even talked about it. It's not even discussed. But yet Iran doesn't even want nuclear weapons. It's developing nuclear power for peaceful purposes to advance their people's lifestyle. And as a result, the media is going ballistic and saying all kinds of false things. That is very frustrating, and it's really typical of the media in the United States, which, like I said, is the private property of the wealthy billionaire class that benefits from Israel's existence and benefits from wars and militarism.
Well, looking at the way the U.S. media, mainstream media, that is, has reacted, Iran has made overtures upon overtures to show its part of sincerity with regards to these negotiations with a P5+1. What do you think that the U.S. media's role is in reflecting what the U.S. government plans to do with regards to these talks?
Well, it's clear, negotiations are far less profitable to the banks and the military corporations than war are. And there is a real drive among the wealthy circles of power in the United States to push for more and more war. And that is the reality. They make profits from war. Billions and billions of dollars are made by these bankers and corporations in the industry of death and destruction. And so they're going to continue to push for war, and they're going to continue to do that. In order to do that, they need to create a case that somehow this would be justified. And so they create fantasies, this fantasy that Iran has nuclear weapons or something to that effect. It's all used to justify militarism and aggression. And the people of the United States, those who really see what's going on and don't agree with this push for continued war, especially at a time when there's all kinds of cuts in domestic spending, the sequester of Congress, things are being cut left and right, schools, libraries, hospitals. We cannot afford more of this militarism and death. So people in the United States need to stand up to their government and stand with the Iranian people and the people of the rest of the world against this aggression and not believe this media lies that are really used to justify more and more death. The people
right.
in the
and
United
very
States
quickly,
don't want another
can,
war,
Mr.
and
Maupin,
they don't need to be
10
conned.
Years on since the Iraq war, we do know that the U.S. mainstream media did have a huge hand in stirring the public opinion towards supporting the invasion. What do you think the American public has learned with regards to trusting the mainstream media?
Well, there are millions and millions of people across the United States who don't get their information any longer from mainstream media. Press TV is viewed by people in the United States. Other alternative media sources, there are blogs, there's all kinds of ways to fact check. And it's a very different situation than it was when the Iraq War began. We're in a very different situation. Technology has advanced. And it's allowed, in some ways, a lot of the falsehoods that have been perpetrated by the billionaires like Sumner Redstone, it's allowed some of their falsehoods to not so easily pass. And I think there are millions of people that are waking up.
Okay. Caleb Maupin with the International Action Center. They're joining us from New York via satellite. Mr. Maupin, it's always a pleasure having you with us on Press TV.